Blog Talk Radio.
Yolanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His words. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. and we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you, each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those that have lost loved ones. Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is...
Will be a week for miracles. Tell them this. They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the immovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. We know that hope is never the mountain and command it to move. You said it, I believe it. You said it, it is done. You said it, I believe it. You said it, it is done. Can you help me sing?
I believe you said. And may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your troubles show that you need God. And may your And may your bad days prove that God is good. See, may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your
thank y'all so much for coming out.
May your bad days prove that God is good. May your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your bad days prove that God is good. Come on. May your whole life
when I first heard Tell Your Heart to Beat Again, it had such an amazing impact on my heart. You know, not only in its lyrical content, but then when I heard the story behind it, it really changed the way I looked at this song. There was a pastor in Ohio who had a heart surgeon that went to his church. But one of the things that this pastor wanted to do was he wanted to see a heart surgery take place. And when the day of the surgery came, they rolled the patient in and they began to cut her chest cavity open. They took her heart out and they begin to repair it. One of the things they do is they have to restart the heart again before they close the chest cavity. And as they begin to do the procedures to start the heart wouldn't start. Finally, the doctor did something so out of textbook and not written down. It's just something that you really don't do. And he got down on his knees. He said, Mrs. Johnson, this is your doctor. He said, we have fixed your heart. We have repaired it. There's nothing wrong with your heart. Ms. Johnson, if you can hear me, I need you to tell your heart to beat again. And her heart began to beat. And why do I share this story with you? Because the great physician has fixed your heart and my heart. But I find it interesting that sometimes we allow the voice of the enemy to whisper louder than the voice of our Father. And it seems like some of these voices tell us that, you know what, that situation we'll never recover from. Or what that person did, we can never forgive again. But I'm here to let you know that you can forgive again. You can get back up again. You can move forward with your life. And you don't have to walk with a limp. It's simply like this doctor said to this lady. This lady had to come into agreement. The heart was repaired. God has fixed your problem. Your heart is fixed. But you have to come in agreement with God. You know, I look at my story and I look at how I went through loss and how I had to get myself back up. When I look at the pain of my past, it doesn't sting like it used to. But I look back and I see, look what the Lord has done. And I know God wants to do the same for you. I want you to begin to hope again. He wants you to believe again. He wants you to trust again. The great physician, our Father, through Jesus, wants you to tell your heart to beat again.
Of Joy, the Don S. McClure Show presents the Voice of Joy Radio Ministries today, playing some of the best music for inspiration and faith and words. The message, faith works. The other day, I began to talk to my new assistant, Katora. And she was excited about being a part of DSM at the book signing coming up on the 23rd. I talked to her again, and she informed me that the airlines had just presented a position for her. So she was going into life believing it was all changing and getting better. About a week later, she had a seizure, and her grandmother took her to the hospital. And there, when I talked to her on the phone later, she said she had had two strokes or two seizures while being in the hospital. And talking to her on the phone, I could not believe it. She sounded just as upbeat and just as proud to still be in the world today through faith. Now, she explained to me that she wasn't able to drive for a minute, but her grandmother was going to bring her to the book signing, and she was excited about continuing to do the work that I asked her to do. Such a strong young woman with faith. So as you listen to the music today, a lot of it is talking about the faith you have to make it through. After the announcement, we're going to bring in Pastor Donald Letcher, Jr. from Memphis, Tennessee. So let's proceed with a great program today and also send our prayers up for the continual vigilance that Keturah has for her life.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. I am Pastor Donald Letcher, Jr., pastor of Moody Chapel Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, located in Memphis, Tennessee at 1608 South Cooper Street, Memphis, Tennessee, 38114. We invite you to join us if you're in the Memphis area. Worship with us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. If you're not in the Memphis area, we invite you to join us on Facebook at Moody Chapel CME Church. Also, if the Lord has led you to sow seed into the ministry, you can do so by sending us the Cash App, $M. O-O-D-Y-M-E-M. That's $M-O-O-D-Y-M-E-M. This afternoon's meditation comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 12, and I invite you to read it when you have the opportunity, but let this thought marinate on your mind, a simmer, sizzle in your spirit. We ought to at least know why. We ought to at least know why. I believe some of you might be wondering, what is it we ought to at least know why about? Well, stay with me as I paint a picture this afternoon. This pastor speaking to us this afternoon. If you were to ask my wife, if you were to ask my mother, if you were to ask my daughter, or even if you were to ask some of my friends like Don, they might tell you that I asked 20 questions in an attempt to get to the bottom of why something is done or why something is said. Because I believe that nobody does something or says something and doesn't know why. They may say they do, not know what they say, but sometimes we just don't want to say. We ought to at least know why we do what we do. We ought to at least know why we say what we say. We need to at least know why we're so blessed. Some of us need to at least know why we are in the situation or position we're in. Some of us need to know why we do things that we do. Some of us need to know why we are where we are. Take a trip down memory lane with me for a moment. How many of you have brothers and sisters who always kept you out of trouble? I'm talking about the one named, I don't know. You know, the one where all you were about to get in trouble would always say, I don't know. And, you know, when mama or daddy would ask who left the refrigerator door open and you would say, I don't know. Or the one who, when mama or daddy would ask who left the clothes on the floor, and you would hear them say, I don't know. We all have heard or said, know that person who has said, I don't know, don't we? Don't act like you don't know, because it could have been you, if I was keeping it real, who said, I don't know. Well, in the text, we find Moses giving the children of Israel a hard warning, reminding them that they are here they are, about to enter the promised land, but do not forget who brought them there. What he's really saying is, look at the text as it says, you've made it, but don't forget about God. You see, they were on the cusp of entering the land of promise, and they're about to prosper, but I want you to know today, brothers and sisters, if you don't already know, prosperity, more than poverty, can dull our spiritual vision. What are you saying, Pastor Letcher? Let me make it plain. Our prosperity or our successes can cause us to believe that we're self-sufficient, and thus we become eager and anxious to acquire more of everything. We want more of everything. Watch this. Don't miss it. We want more of everything except God. And it's not just only in our personal lives. We can get that way in our churches, too. You see, once a church becomes so successful in their number of counts, in their membership role swelling, in their programs, in their brand, in their building, it can become less sensitive to a need for God. And when we become less sensitive and less aware of our need for God, then we concentrate more on our self-preservation and more on our own stuff. Our what's mine is mine stuff. Then we do concentrate on our service to God. And here in the text, Moses not only lets them know all things that God has done for them, but he also lets them know they haven't seen nothing yet. He said, let them and us know what we need to know. Watch this. Moses is saying, y'all been drinking water from a rock. Y'all been eating manna from heaven, but now you're getting ready to drink some cold water from wells you never dug. Y'all been sleeping in some tents, but now you're about to live in some houses that you didn't build. And you're getting ready to eat off some trees that you didn't even plant. It's like telling them that we're getting ready to blow up and get some stuff that our credit score or our track record in life didn't qualify for. Some of us, maybe like them, maybe some of us had bad credit or bad track record. You see, during this time, Israel had some bad credit or bad track record. And they were really just undeserving of what they were about to get. Their track record and their credit history was unworthy. I say they were irresponsible. They were ungrateful. But nevertheless, Moses says they're about to prosper. And their prosperity, he cautions them not to forget about God. And our prosperity and blessing, don't forget about God, brothers and sisters. Keeping it real, don't get beside yourself. And forget who God is and what God has done for you. And forget that you're blessed because God blessed you. Because you see, we're no different than the children of Israel. You see, if we were to check our credit score, check our track record, if we were to check our track record, it might show some late payments on our praise. Our track record or credit score might show that we've been behind a few times on thanking God. Our track record or credit score may show some non-payments of gratitude. Our credit score or track record may that we've been late on giving God some hallelujahs, thanking him for where he's brought us from and where he's taking us to. But yet, praise God that God doesn't treat us the way we treat him. Watch this. Don't miss it. In spite of our lateness, in spite of our delinquency, in spite of our tardiness and forgetfulness, he's allowed some of us, just like Israel, he's allowed some of us to live in some houses that we really can't afford. He's allowed some of us to live in some neighborhoods that we only thought certain people could live in. And if you look out on the parking lot of some churches, you talk to some folks, you'll see some folks who are driving some cars they never imagined driving. We can't say God isn't good. I'm trying to help somebody this afternoon. No matter missed it, let me put it this way. Those first persons of the verses talk about God keeping a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and giving Israel some stuff. But that's not all. Watch this. When you've blessed you and eaten full, gotten full, don't miss when you get your stuff. God is saying, when I've given you the things, when I've fulfilled my promise, when I've done what I said I would do, don't get sit back rubbing your belly, sucking your teeth, thinking that it was because of who you are you're receiving this stuff. I don't think that ever you get because you're who you are. Don't think you got where you are because of who you are. Don't go thinking it was you who supplied the house. Don't go thinking that it was you who supplied the water. That it was you who provided the food that you enjoy. No, it wasn't. It's not about us. So beware. Some of you, even across the street, we see a beware of dog sign. But Moses isn't talking about dogs. He's talking about our prosperity. He's saying, you ought to at least know you ate onions and leeks. I don't know where you came from. God's about to bless you with more. So brothers and sisters, every now and then, stop and think, remembering where God has brought you from, remember, because prosperity will bring about selective amnesia. But we should always remember where we come from. Don't ever forget about those pork and bean and hot dog days. Always take time to remember where God has brought you from. You may be on a steak budget right now, but remember the days of sardines and crackers, those days of cheese and rag bologna. Tell God thank you for what you're going to do for me. But we have spiritual amnesia. Don't forget when everything is going good, because people will forget. It amazes me. It seems that when life gets easier, faithfulness gets harder. When life is easy, it seems that when Christians get lazy, so learn to be aware. And beware when you become prosperous. Beware when the going gets good. Beware that you don't forget to tell God thank you, because you at least know why. God, thank you for speaking to us this day and reminding us to never forget where we come from. To remember that you brought us a mighty long way and you've got a long way to take us. So speak to our hearts. Get into our spirit that we have a changed attitude, a changed mindset, that you can keep on blessing us as we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen and amen.
Look at me. Look at me. I am changing. Trying every way I can. I am changing. I'll be better than I am. I'm trying to find a way to understand, but I need a hand. I am changing, seeing everything so clear. I am
brothers and sisters. I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see? Your life was the only gift I left for me. To be free. It's amazing with you. I win even if I do. Everything's working for my good or away.
Come on.
He saved the day.
Sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His Word. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
Anda y ve, te está esperando, anda y ve, no lo hagas por mí, que al fin y al cabo somos solo amigos. Anda y ve, te veo nerviosa, anda y ve, y que sientas con él lo que en su día tú sentías conmigo. Pero lo dudo, conmigo te decías en el aire, volabas en caballo blanco el mundo, y aquellas cosas no podrán. Por mí, que al fin y al cabo somos solo amigos. Anda y ve, te veo nerviosa, anda y ve, y que sientas con él lo que en su día tú sentías conmigo. Anda y ve.
to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry. Created by founder, Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author, Don S. McClure, as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.